For those of you that can stay the whole time, thank you. For those of you who can't, there'll be a whole podcast that you can enjoy. We won't go long, right? So that's the button I'm hitting for all of our music that we have to record, and it's great. Let's see here. Here we go. My nephew actually did the music. Oh, by the way, to the podcast audience, what's up? I'm actually on Twitter Live right now. Yo! Lawrence Holmes here with you on the House of L podcast. We are doing a special after the SEC championship. Bama rolls over Georgia. Thank you so much for hanging out here with me. This is fun, man. It's fun. So let me start with the, before I get into the game and it being super fun, know that I'm sitting here rocking an Alabama beanie in my office, hanging out, talking to the people on Twitter and talking to you who have joined us here on the podcast. Alabama wins the SEC championship game. I see a lot of angry Georgia fans, and I absolutely love it. Shout out to Jonathan Hood. I see you, baby. I see you. Mad. Sick 'em, right? Yeah, sick 'em. Sick 'em, dog. Sick 'em. Well, they didn't do that today. I am shocked by the outcome of this game, to tell you the God's the honest truth. I really am, because I didn't think that this was one of the best Bama teams that we had seen. Plus, like, they're crazy injured. You know, they're moving wide receivers to running back so that they have everything that they need from an offensive standpoint. Brian Robinson with a very valiant performance in this game because he's clearly hurt. And now you're going to have the thing that no one wanted. Well, two things that no one wanted. One, Alabama in the college football playoffs. Two SEC teams in the college football playoffs. And I think they're going to be on opposite sides. I think if we see Georgia-Bama again, it's in the championship game, which is bad news for the other two teams, which I imagine will be Michigan and Cincinnati, but we'll see. I'm recording this before they kick off the Big Ten championship game. But if I'm one of the other teams, like, I want Bama and Georgia to play each other, and I think they're going to be on opposite sides. Like, Georgia's either going to be 2 or 3, and Bama's going to be 1. I don't think that Michigan, even with a win over Iowa, jumps to number 1 when Bama has this win, and it was a convincing win against Georgia. Bryce Young is really amazing. But for those who like just joined the party, whether you're on Twitter or you're listening to the podcast, people ask me all the time, like, how is it that you're an Alabama fan? Didn't you go to DePaul? Yes, I did go to DePaul, and DePaul doesn't have a football team, at least not since 1939. They haven't had a football team. So when I was in college, we would go to Northwestern games. Like, that was the – they were pretty good when I was – like, Gary Barnett and those guys were pretty good. Darnell Autry, they were playing, but I've never really had a college football team. And then in 2017, I started grad school at Alabama, and I took a trip down to Tuscaloosa. They invited everyone who was studying online, like, they invited you to come down to orientation. And the crazy part about it is they invited you down for orientation and they offered you a travel credit. So if you actually did want to go down there, they reimbursed for you to go travel. Along with me talking about Alabama football, like, I love Alabama football because I loved my experience at the University of Alabama overall. And I would say, as a graduate of the University of Alabama, if you are looking for an inexpensive college experience online, whether you're talking about an undergraduate student or a graduate student, the University of Alabama is where it's at. It was very inexpensive for me to finish grad school. I traveled down to Tuscaloosa six or seven times in the 2 years that I was in the program. I went to the Iron Bowl, which was amazing. Like, I had such a wonderful time there. And I've grown to really love the university. Like, they ask me to do stuff now. I'm more than willing to help them. And so I root for Alabama football. And there's no zealot like the converted. There just isn't. And so I'm pretty much all in with this. I do think that there is some justice. Someone asked me today on Twitter. They said, did you pick Alabama because you had been a DePaul basketball fan and you needed some winning? No, that didn't really go into it. Alabama football was a byproduct of them kind of recruiting me as a student. Like, looking at my resume, looking at the fact that, you know, I have a radio show and I was doing television at the time, they wanted me as one of their graduates. And that meant something. I mean, there were other programs that I applied to throughout the country, and they were the ones that said, you need to come to Alabama. They understand how to do that, like, Southern hospitality thing really well. And from the moment that I got in, I felt like I was a member of the university family, even though I was doing this at, you know, in Chicago for the most part. I did go down there a couple of times to sit and talk with professors. And here's the crazy thing. House of L, I imagine that people who listen to the podcast know this. People who are following me on Twitter might not know this. House of L started because of the University of Alabama. It was one of my class projects. Like, I was in an entrepreneurial journalism class, and the project was you're supposed to start your own, like, company. And so I have been toying with the idea of starting a podcast for forever, and this gave me the opportunity to do it for real. So House of L is born out of the University of Alabama. Just so you know that, Roll Tide. It's born out of that. And I had really incredible professors, Professor Roberts, Professor Lowry, down there that pushed. You know, they pushed me to make this a thing. So I have a lot of appreciation for the university, and that's why I'm, like, ecstatic about Alabama football. Like, I'm crazy about it. I love it. I love the university. Whatever they need, like, if they need me to come in and talk to undergrads, or I actually kind of thought of an idea for a PhD. I've been sitting on that since I graduated in 19, and I actually think that I have an idea for PhD now, like, what I would want to study. But that's where all of this comes from. It doesn't, like, I don't have any steeped history in Alabama football outside of that. Like, my family is from Tennessee and from Mississippi. Like, most people in my family are big Mississippi State fans, and they were pretty mad that I went to Alabama and I now cheer for Alabama. Shout out to my Auntie Dot, because she loves her some dogs down there at Mississippi State. Anyway, back to this game. If you were holding on to your Heisman ballot, you don't need to do that anymore. You can just send it in. Bryce Young was amazing in this game. 26 of 44, 421 yards, had 3 touchdowns. He also had 40 yards on the ground, that incredible touchdown run. He was so great, and they dismantled Georgia's defense. I was terrified of Georgia's defense. Like, going into this, I was really scared that Alabama didn't have enough firepower offensively to make it work. And luckily, Jameson Williams was in this game. He got kicked out of the last game because he was on special teams, and he got a targeting penalty. So the fact that he was available for them now made the difference. You saw, like, his numbers in this game are ridiculous. 7 catches, 184 yards, 2 touchdowns for him. Mechie is a really good player, but I think that, like, when he ends up going out of the game, it's different than last week when Williams was out of the game and Mechie was still playing. I think that Williams is a more dynamic receiver. So seeing them do that and seeing, and Alex Brown had warned me, for those of you who listen to the radio show, Alex Brown had warned me that he thought that Alabama could win. And the reason that he thought they could win is because Stetson Bennett, or what's his name? Bennett Stetson? Stetson Bennett, that guy. That he didn't think that he was going to be good enough to beat Alabama's defense. And Alabama's defense came to play today. They were on it. The Tide's offensive line, I thought, was really, really good in this game. They had trouble last week. Like, the offense looked completely out of whack. And I was out here like, that damn Bill O'Brien. You know, like, that damn Bill O'Brien is out here ruining things for us. But the offensive line got itself together. Shout out to Doug Marrone, who got them together. And we saw them will their way against what is a great Georgia defense. They average over 4 yards a carry. And at the end, like, obviously, like, they're just trying to run the clock off. And they were able to do that once they got to that third series of downs. It's great. It's a wonderful thing. And now I'm genuinely excited because in my mind, it was Georgia and then a steep drop and then everyone else. And to me, Alabama was in the everyone else category. It wasn't like before where sometimes it'd be like Bama, Georgia, or Bama, Ohio State, and then everybody else. And now that Bama's beaten them, I feel like the national championship, the tournament of four teams could be a lot of fun. If you're wondering what my feelings are on whether it should be expanded, I do. I think that it should be expanded. I love the model of six champions and then six at-large bids. Let's do it that way. And then everyone can stop crying. Like, you don't have anyone that's upset if you do it that way. Like, Notre Dame would find their way in and all that good stuff. But this whole ride with Alabama, for me, is just a lot of fun. And I'll just say this, too. I spend so much time covering football, and I've spent so much time covering sports and almost doing it in a clinical way that it's nice for me to let loose. This is the only team where I can actually, like, let loose as a fan. Even with the Chicago teams, even with the Bulls, and even with the White Sox, I can't let loose. Like, I'll never be a Bears fan again. It's just, I know how the sausage is made, and I'll never be a fan of that franchise again, and that sucks. But even with the Chicago teams, I know too much, and I'm too connected to completely fan out. Like, I have to have some level of objectivity when I'm on the air talking about it, and I'm sure the folks over at the White Sox will tell you that I'm maybe a little too objective when it comes to talking about them, even though that's the baseball team that I care about. So it's cathartic for me. Like, when you see me wiling out with Alabama stuff on Twitter or on Instagram, it's because for most of my adult life, I haven't had a chance to do that. I didn't have a football team in college. And now I have one. As an undergrad, I didn't have one. And now I have one. And it turns out that it's the best college football team to have. I didn't cherry pick it that way. That's where I wanted to end up going. And it's been, my whole Alabama experience has been really great. And I'm happy that I root for them. And I'm excited about the college football playoff. When they won the Natty a couple years ago, I was going insane because I was on the air while the game was going on, and I made it home in time to see that last drive and see Tua come in and throw that touchdown. Like, and I was hyped. Like, I was losing it. And that's how I am watching games now, and I hope that that comes across. So you're gonna see me for at least the next couple of weeks acting a fool talking about Bama, talking about Roll Tide, because I didn't think that they were going to be able to win the SEC, and here they are, winning the SEC championship. It's really, really wonderful. And, man, we going to celebrate. I'm hitting up my classmates. I'm hitting up my friends that I know. Shout out to Tony Gill. Tony Gill's a huge Alabama fan. Shout out to my homie Morgan. She's a big Alabama fan, too. Roll Tide, Morgan. And we out here, man. We out here. So if you don't have a dog in the fight, like, I get it. If you're a Georgia fan or LSU fan, like, I get that you can't root for Alabama. But if you don't have a dog in the fight, no pun intended, Georgia, come roll with me, man. Come roll with me and come roll with the Tide. We got you. There's enough room. We got enough room on multiple bandwagons for you to come and hang out with us. I'm just saying, that's what you should do. So big thanks to everyone involved. Thanks for everyone who hanging out here with me real quick on Twitter. I'm going to do a little bit more of this. I think I'm going to do some more of this when with Bulls games. I'm just going to come and hang out with you live. It's much appreciated the support you show me on all of the platforms. If you missed any portion of this while you were watching on Twitter, the whole thing will be up on House of L. That's my podcast. Go search for it. Subscribe. Give it a review. We have a lot of great reviews. We could always use more. Give us 5 stars. We would appreciate that. And congratulations to Nick Saban and the boys. Man, what a performance by Bryce Young. Give that man the Heisman. And we out. Roll Damn Tide.